Iran-backed Houthi terrorists declare maritime blockade of Israel's Haifa port. By John Hayward on May 20, 2025. The Iran-backed Houthi terrorists of Yemen declared a maritime blockade of Israel's Haifa port on Monday. A blockade they presumably intend to enforce with missile and drone attacks on shipping. All companies with ships present in or heading to this port are hereby notified that, as of the time of this announcement, the aforementioned port has been included in the list of targets, said Houthi military spokesman Yahya Sari. Another Houthi spokesman, Ahmed Saleh, said that civilian vessels are now prohibited from loading or unloading cargo at Haifa, which is Israel's largest seaport. Ships which defy the order will be considered military targets by the Houthis. The presence of any vessels heading to the port of Haifa, or having any indirect connection thereto, will expose your company and its fleet to sanctions, Saleh said. In the event that your company is listed on the sanctions list, its fleet will be prohibited from transiting the Red Sea, Bab al-Mandab Strait, the Gulf of Aden, the Arabian Sea, and the Indian Ocean. Moreover, it will be subject to targeting by the Yemeni armed forces wherever reachable, he said. Neither Houthi spokesman mentioned whether Israel's other ports would be included in the blockade. The Houthis have been attacking civilian ships in the Red Sea ever since Hamas launched the Gaza War by attacking Israel on October 7, 2023. The Yemeni insurgents, who drove the legitimate government out of the national capital in 2014 and control much of Yemen's coastline, have a habit of declaring escalated attacks or blockades whenever Israel escalates its military activity in Gaza. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, launched a new operation in Gaza after Hamas refused to release the remaining hostages it kidnapped on October 7. IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir said on Tuesday that Hamas will pay the price for its refusal by losing more of its territory and terror infrastructure. Hamas has one option, and that is to release our hostages. If there is an agreement, the IDF will know how to adjust its activity accordingly, Zamir said. The Houthis declared a blockade of Israel's Ben Gurion airport in early May, after slipping a lone ballistic missile past Israeli and U.S. defenses and blowing up a grove of trees near the airport. Ben Gurion resumed normal operations soon after the attack, although the threat of more missile strikes has not been taken lightly. The Houthis threatened to attack Ben Gurion again on Monday, causing some airlines to suspend flights to the airport. The Houthi declaration of a naval blockade against Haifa, and the new threat against Ben Gurion Airport, were probably intended as direct responses to IDF Arabic language spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Avicii Adrayi warning Yemeni civilians to avoid three seaports controlled by the terrorist Houthi regime, including the major port of Hodeidah, because they could face Israeli military action. Due to the terrorist Houthi regime's use of seaports for its terrorist activities, we urge all those present at these locations to leave and stay away for your own safety. Evacuating these ports will keep you safe, Adrayi said last Wednesday. The Houthis announced last week they had agreed to pause attacks on Red Sea shipping after the U.S. and Israel took action against Houthi piracy. The ostensible pause did not exclude the possibility of renewed attacks based on Israeli military action in Gaza. Yemen's position on the Palestinian issue and its support for Gaza will not change. We received requests from the U.S. through the Sultanate of Oman, and what changed was the U.S. position, while our stance remains unchanged, a Houthi spokesman said last Wednesday.